Mike and Trisha Mornings Podcast. Real, live, local.
Well, what did Santa get you?
I got a bicycle.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, how neat.
No, not really. You know how they say it's just like riding a bicycle.
Sure.
Like anytime you haven't done anything for the longest time, they make it seem so easy because it's just like riding a bicycle. Let me tell you what.
Not so much, huh?
Riding a bicycle when you haven't ridden one in decades is not the easiest thing. They just don't make them the same anymore.
They don't?
They're not as simple as back in the day anymore.
Well.
You know, those old-fashioned banana seats.
Sure, sure.
You know, with the handlebars. And if you needed to brake, you just went backwards. Like, you just.
Yeah, with your feet. Yeah.
Like, you just.
With the pedals.
Towards the back tire.
Right.
Oh, no, no, no. It's not like that anymore.
No?
Oh, no, no. Everything's on the handlebar now.
Oh, see, that's why I don't like riding bikes.
And, you know, like, one brake is for the front wheel. One other brake is for the back wheel.
What?
Yeah.
I have to think about which wheel I want to have stop?
Thank you very much.
And why would I care about which wheel? I need both of them to stop.
Because, as I almost found out, if you're going downhill and you're going too fast because the hill is kind of steep.
Yeah.
And you push that front wheel brake too hard.
You're going to go over.
It's going to be a sudden stop, my friend.
Oh, no. Did you go over the handlebars?
No, I didn't. Oh, luckily, God. I'm not as stupid as our partner down the hall from us who lost most of his mouth because of that.
Well, stupid or impaired.
And exactly.
Allegedly.
And so, no.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I still have all my front teeth.
See, now, that's what I don't understand about exercise equipment in general.
Right.
Because I'm sorry. Unless you're 12,
right.
A bike is exercise equipment.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so why would they make it more difficult for those of us who have zero coordination,
dude.
We're hacked off because we can't eat ice cream, and we're on a bike?
Dude, for the last couple of years, you know, I've been like, oh, I want a bicycle.
Right.
You know, because, you know, my doctors.
Right.
They're like, dude, you're fat. Dude, you got to move.
Yeah.
My knees are bad.
Yeah.
You know?
And dude, the bike's best thing.
Exactly.
They keep telling you
so
that.
So for the last couple of years, I've been wrestling with the thought of getting a bicycle. Well, finally, I get one. And now I'm like, well, now I'm going to have to use it because they're not exactly cheap.
No. Yeah, they aren't. Yeah. Gone are the days of going and getting your kid a $25 bike.
Oh, sure.
That didn't happen.
Right, right. I mean, you probably still could. And, you know, kid bikes are not as expensive as adult bikes.
Right, right.
And certainly not as intricate, I'm here to tell you. And then there's all these shifting gears.
Oh, no.
One of them, and then you do it with your trigger finger.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. No. But now I feel like, well, now I'm going to have to.
Well, yeah, it's like going to a buffet. Look, I'm either going to get my money's worth
exactly.
Or, you know, yeah.
Which is why I stopped going to buffets.
Sure.
Because I always felt like I had to get my $13 worth.
Exactly.
You know, even though I was probably perfectly comfortable after one plate.
Sure. But you're like, hey.
But I'm making two or three trips now, more like three.
That's right.
You know, because I just pay $13 for this, and I can't take it home.
No, yeah. It's not like they're going to give you a doggy bag.
I know. So now I feel compelled to have to, you know, start using this bicycle. Even though I also found out I don't live in the best area to relearn how to ride a bicycle.
Yeah, you live in a very hilly area.
Because it's steep and then going down.
Yeah.
It goes really fast, so you really don't even have to pedal.
Right, right. But then going up.
And then going back up. I haven't mastered my gears yet, so I have to walk it back up.
Oh.
So what's the point? I could have just gone for a walk. It's not helping my knees any.
No.
I still have to walk. So where's the low impact? There isn't.
There isn't, yeah.
I know, so.
Oh, man.
But, you know, she spent a few hundred bills on this thing, I don't know what I'm going to do. Now I really am going to have to buy a car. Because I'm going to have to find someplace flat, and I can't get there unless I have a car. Because I can't relearn on a hill.
No, who can?
I need a flat parking lot or something.
Well, yeah.
You know, and my wife is like, well, you know, just go to the park because there's a park down the road from us, right? And it's got like a trail and all that kind of stuff, right? And I'm like, so what do you want me to do? Carry it over there? And then carry it back? How am I getting it there?
A car.
That I don't have.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I was hoping I wouldn't have to get one, but now, which is really stupid, because now I'm going to have to invest tens of thousands of dollars.
Yes, yes. To make use of the couple hundred bucks.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
So the old lady don't feel bad that I just wasted her money.
Oh, dude.
I know.
Oh, man.
I know.
Gosh.
Oh, boy. So, yeah, you know, when people tell you it's just like riding a bicycle, smack them.
Right?
Smack them across the face.
Mike gives you permission.
And say, shut up! It's Mike and Tricia Mornings on 93.1 KISS FM.
See, now your blood pressure's up.
Which means I have to exercise.
You need to go for a ride.
Oh, boy. KISS
FM. Tristan, I was listening to what you and Mike were saying, what Mike was saying about the bicycle, but I don't know if he's there or not, but just a helpful hint that that he might do is just leave it in first gear. I'm serious. Just leave it in first gear because you don't need more than two or three gears to go downhill. You just need that first gear, and you're downhill anyway.
Nah,
and then going down. Yeah.
Dude,
just leave it.
Let me ask you this. Would you go to Baskin-Robbins and just get vanilla? I mean, come on. If you got 32 flavors, you got to try more than just one.
No, but that's true, Mike, but that's for the serious biker that wants to compete with cars on Mesa Street. Yeah. They use all the gears. You know?
Well, that's my goal, man. That's my goal. So I want to learn how to use them.
You're going to be one of those guys?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Just as annoying as all the other people on the road with their bicycles.
Great.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Another one. No.
Like, check this out, dude. The other day, just this past weekend, we were coming up Scenic Drive, and there was two annoying cyclists attempting to take Scenic Drive on a Saturday.
slowing everybody down.
Because you can't pass them.
No.
Certainly not on that street.
And you can't run them over.
Well, you can.
You can. No, but you got to do what I do, Mike.
If you get your license plate, you're in trouble. And it was daytime.
Dang.
So, yeah, my goal is to be that annoying.
Great.
Thank you.
Oh, no.
That's
no.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
That's
all right,
Charlie.
North Mesa. Okay. Well,
be on the lookout, North Mesa. Big Daddy.
That's right. Mike is Uncle Mikey is a coming.
Your road.
Oh, God.
Uncle Mikey's are coming.
That's right.
But it does come in. You know what? It does come in handy when the mess is all jammed, when there's an accident on the freeway and mess is all jammed. You can just take the bicycle and pass everybody.
Wow, that's the case. I can just walk faster. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Okay, you got two celebrities. This 50-year-old, he's best known for his and Tom Cruise's Show Me the Money thing. In Jerry Maguire.
That would make him Cuba Gooding Jr.
Right.
Did you know, I bet you didn't know, did you know that Cuba's father was the lead singer for that 70s band, The Main Ingredient?
No, stop it.
You remember The Main Ingredient?
Yes! That is so cool.
Yeah.
What a great voice.
I know, right?
Wow.
What a great song.
And then the next celebrity you share your birthday with is this 43-year-old. He's an actor. He's a comedian. He married way above his station when he married Kristen Bell.
Oh, yeah. That guy that does those commercials.
Yes, and they're hilarious.
He's got like a weird name.
Yes.
Well, it's spelled weird. Dax? Is it Dax?
Uh-huh.
With an X?
Yeah, with an X.
And his last name is... Shepherd.
There you go.
Dax Shepherd.
He's 43.
Did you know?
Tell me.
I bet you didn't know this. Did you know that Dax's father was not the lead singer for the 70s band The Main Ingredient? Happy birthday. Happy Tuesday. Kiss FM. Hey, let's hit you up with the very first Hollywood Dirt Report of 2018.
Okay. This is kind of weird. Kind of came out of nowhere, really. Carrie Underwood took to Instagram, and she had all but her eyes covered up by like a really thick like woolen scarf. Looked like she was maybe outside or something like that. She lives in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And it said that she had had a really bad fall in her home. She fell down a flight of stairs. And she broke her wrist.
Her wrist?
Her wrist.
Okay.
But then she also said, I also had to have 40 to 50 facial stitches. And her, she's not going to look the same.
Wow.
As we know Carrie Underwood to look like.
Yeah.
But she didn't reveal what she looks like. She said, look, it's been a long time from, it's she, apparently this happened like back in mid-November.
Uh-huh.
And she just was like, I know y'all have wondered where have I been.
Yeah.
And she's like,
yeah.
I've been trying to recover. It was very traumatic.
So this was after she hosted that that country show.
Yeah.
That awards show that she and what's his name host every year.
Yeah. And yeah, and she said, you know, it was extremely traumatic.
Uh-huh.
She's barely trying to recover.
Oh, yeah.
And she said, but it's noticeable. She's hoping it's not that bad.
Oh, my God. I hope it's not Kenny Rogers bad.
Oh, wow.
Because that was a bad job.
That was a bad plastic surgery.
And like, he wanted it like that.
I know. And he's gone back and gotten it done again.
Carrie, as far as we know, did not choose to have it done.
No. Yeah, no. She said this was just a horrible accident.
Sometimes, you know, you get that stuff done on your face, and yeah, you're right. You don't look the same.
Yeah. Well, she said it was just a horrible accident, that it was terribly traumatic.
Wow.
And she said it's amazing how one little incident can completely change your
life.
That's
why I don't trust stairs.
Stairs are bad.
I don't trust them at all.
Yeah.
Because all it takes is one, just, you know, you hitting something inadvertently.
Your heel slipping weird.
Not paying attention.
Yeah, no, I know. Stairs are dangerous.
Drinking
is bad.
You know?
So, yeah, poor Carrie, though.
Right?
Bless her heart.
But imagine the number of country songs she's going to get out of this.
Oh, my God, Michael. Wow. You know, so early in the year, I have to be worried about having being struck by lightning.
All about keeping it real and the pain that you feel.
God.
So, yeah. Huh?
Dude, you got way too much rest, I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking.
Aw, that's too bad for Carrie.
Yeah, bless her heart.
So when is she going to reveal her new face?
She hasn't said. She said that she's going back into the studio to record. And they're hoping that nothing else has changed.
Oh, so she could sound different,
She could sound different. I don't know if you remember Shania Twain. Something had happened.
Yeah, Shania sounds a little different
And she sounds
looks
a little
different.
Yeah,
she
does. Yeah.
But I think hers had something to do with, I don't know, some kind of...
I think there was an illness, wasn't there, or something?
I think so.
But any little thing, that could change,
yeah.
You know, the way her mouth moves. It could change the way... It could change everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, okay. All right. Well, let's keep our eye on this story.
Okay.
And Carrie.
Just stop right there. Golly.
All right.
Wow.
Fine, but let me tell you what. It was going to be a good one.
No.
It was.
Just tell me off the air.
It was.
Oh, my God.
That's your Hollywood dirt.
Uh-huh.
Kiss FM. On our Facebook page. You know, we were talking about goals. What your big goal is for 2018. Never mind resolutions, but what's your goal? Like, what do you hope to accomplish this year?
Yeah.
One of our 17 listeners commented that she hopes to finally try charcoaler.
What? Girl.
She writes, to finally try charcoaler burgers and onion rings.
Girl, you come to the station, I'll go take you. They are so delicious.
They're okay.
Oh, no.
But that's they're okay.
I had one of the new ones over the Christmas holidays.
They make new ones?
Well, you know.
I thought they kept the same formula.
They did, but, I mean, you know, I wanted to make sure.
Okay.
Because, you know.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm all about our listeners, dude.
Are you?
I always want
to
make
sure
that they
right?
know.
So you could tell them, hey.
That everything's cool, man.
This ain't real.
Right. Nope. They're delicious.
Yeah, they're okay.
They're just as delicious.
They're okay. I think they're overrated, personally.
What?
And I hate that I have to pay $2 extra because I want a piece of lettuce and an onion.
Why would you want salad on a burger? If you want a salad,
no.
Order a salad.
No. You know, that's the only time that I do really eat vegetables is when they're in a hamburger. I thoroughly enjoy vegetables in my hamburger.
Do you really?
Yeah.
And just the thought of it makes
Isn't
me
that odd?
Gag.
Isn't that odd?
I can't
Every
stand
once in
it.
A while, I'll eat me a salad. You
yeah.
know, I'll be like, I could eat a salad. But mostly, if it's not in a hamburger, Forget about tomatoes, onions, and lettuce.
Yeah, no, I'm a purist.
I don't like the fact that I have to pay $2 extra because I want that on my burger.
Hey, lettuce and tomato are not shelf-stable things.
Yeah, and
they go bad fast.
It's the cost of doing business, yo.
You're right, and the cost of doing business is if you're gonna make me keep something in my fridge that's not shelf-stable.
You're gonna keep them anyway.
Not necessarily.
Because somebody like me, some fool, is gonna say, "Hey, give me some."
Oh yeah, and it's a premium item.
So you're gonna have to get them anyway. Nobody else charges me for that.
Yes, they do,
no,
honey.
They don't.
It's all built into the price.
I don't mind that because, you know, it's built in. That's cool. That's great.
Well, hey, at least they're
but
honest.
But when I have to pay you extra for it,
you
I mind.
No matter where you are, you're paying extra for it. Trust me, nothing is free.
Of course it is.
It is not. It
is
built into the price.
Well, I don't care, but at least it's built in, and I'm paying that price.
This is
too. Not having to pay extra for it.
This is too. It's built in. If you're going to eat it, it's built in.
But it doesn't feel like that. When you have to pay extra for something, you're like, I have to pay extra for that?
No, it's not extra. It's just you're paying for something that you're using.
Like ranch dressing, when they make you pay extra for ranch dressing.
Right.
But they don't make you pay extra for ketchup or for mustard. They freely put that in there. You know, hey, can I have some mustard in my burger? Sure. You know, like that.
Yeah.
You know, so I hate that.
It's a premium item.
It is not.
Yes, it is. Ranch dressing is premium.
It's not premium.
Yes, it is. It costs way more than ketchup and mustard. Way more.
No, I don't believe that.
It's true.
Look, they buy these like 20-gallon containers.
I know what they buy.
Are
sure.
you kidding me?
Sure.
They're like pennies.
But
pennies, I tell you.
I know. I understand. But those pennies add up. And so if you're gonna insist that I have a premium item, I'm gonna make you pay a price for it.
I'm not insisting that you have it.
You
if
do.
You don't have it on the menu, I won't order it. So don't have it on the menu if it's that big a problem to you, Mr. Restaurant Owner.
But look how nice I am. It's on the menu. You want
and
it?
You can pay extra for it.
You can pay extra for it.
Well, I think it's BS that they do that. You know, I think it's BS.
Okay.
And so yeah. But yeah, go on, girl. I mean, you know, it's an El Paso thing.
Charcoaler's fab.
So go on.
Love it.
Get your Kohler on.
It's delicious.
It's all right. It's okay. I've had better. I've had worse.
True that. True that.
You know?
What is your favorite burger in El Paso?
I don't know if I really have a favorite burger, per se.
I have two. I have a number one and a number two. My number one favorite burger ever, like ever, is Papa Burger.
Yeah?
Yeah. On Wedgwood by Eastridge.
What's their deal? Like, why?
Because it tastes like the best childhood burger ever, memory that you've ever had, like the best burger ever, and it always tastes like that.
Like the best backyard burger ever?
Yes, ever. And they're delish, and they give you great fries.
I guess it'd have to be Whataburger for me.
No, local.
Well, you didn't say local.
Okay, I'm amending.
You just said the best burger.
I'm amending, local.
Well, Whataburger is in El Paso, it makes it local.
No, I mean local. I mean locally owned.
A lot of the franchises are locally owned, so I guess I would have to say Whataburger.
No. Whataburger is not a chain.
They don't charge me $2 extra if I want to drag through the garden. They don't. They don't. They'll charge me the same whether I want to drag through the garden or not.
I know.
It's still three something.
See, and that's a tax. That's not a fee.
No, it's not a tax.
It is. It's a tax. You want to know what a tax is? Here's a tax. Everybody pays the same price.
Exactly.
A fee is what you pay to play. Pay to play.
We all pay the
and
same.
And if you're
going
to pay to play in Charcoaler, then sorry, dude.
Then you're
going to
pay
$2
more if you want to drag through the garden.
That's your own fault, man. You
and
want a salad?
Drag it
order
the
a
whole
salad.
Garden either.
That's right. Order a salad. You want a salad? Order a salad.
They don't even have any there. If I wanted one.
But you wouldn't want one anyway.
Well, no, but if I wanted one, they wouldn't have one. See? And that's your whole argument.
Yeah.
They have it anyway, whether you want it or not.
Sure. But it's expensive. It's expensive to keep on hand.
So then don't keep it on hand and don't charge me extra for it.
Okay, Charcoaler owners.
Don't charge me at all for it because you don't have it on hand.
They're going to charge you for it.
Can I have lettuce and tomatoes?
We don't have lettuce and tomatoes.
Okay, Charcoaler owner. See, right. Mike tells you don't have to bother with the garden.
You don't have
don't
to.
Don't worry about salads.
We don't
want them.
Because if you're charging $2 extra, you're going to end up throwing it away because few people like me want, you know, salad in their burger.
Right, but they're going to make you pay for it if you want it.
Yeah,
and
then
they're
totally going
to
throw
it
away, so you might as well give it to me.
No, that's not how
you
it works.
You might as well give it to me.
That's not how it works.
Give me salad.
No salad.
That's how it works everywhere else.
Nope.
That's what I'm saying.
Nope.
So, yeah, you can make all the arguments you want for them, but the fact is they shouldn't charge me $2 more for a little sliver of tomato and a piece of lettuce.
You shouldn't be such a foofy with your burgers.
That's being foofy?
It's totally foofy. Salad with your burger? Dude, it's a burger.
Foofy is $15 for a burger like an Anson.
Ooh.
That's foofy.
Yeah, that's foofy.
You know, because either way, it's still ground meat.
Right?
You know?
I could buy this at Albertsons.
Exactly. Oh, but it's Kobe.
I don't care.
It. You know why? Because you put a bunch of crap in it.
That's right.
I can't taste the Kobe anyway.
And then you put a salad on top, and I got to scrape that off.
Can't taste it. Burgers.
Is this still on?
What a scam.
I know.
Burgers are a scam,
you know, dude.
You just made me realize that burgers are a
scam.
They
totally are. You need to look at how much you pay retail at a store for a pound of ground beef.
Wow.
As opposed to how much you pay for a burger out.
Man.
I think I'm going to have a burger tonight at home.
Right?
I was going to have spaghetti, but I'm thinking a burger now.
Now it's a burger.
Yeah, I think so.
It's Mike and Trisha Mornings, wasting your time.
Right?
On 93.1 KISS FM. KISS FM. So Saturday, I was at Albertsons, and I bought something, you know, the counter where you can buy videos.
Right,
and
right.
Other different types of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was already there. So I figured, why not? I got a lottery ticket.
Oh, cool.
Because Saturday was the last drawing for the Powerball, which is up to, what, 400
million? 440 million.
So I went ahead and got one, and darned if I didn't hit it, man.
You did?
$4, baby.
Oh, dude.
I hit the Powerball number.
Nice.
So I got $4, man. I doubled my investment.
There you go. There you go.
So now the next drawing is Wednesday, am I right?
I think so, yeah.
And so it's up to, you know, whatever it is now.
Well, stated right now it's 440, but generally what happens when they're this big, it kicks like another, you know, 20 million in because people buy so many of them.
Well, if you plan to buy lottery tickets for Wednesday's drawing, make sure that if you're going to go in with somebody, that you draw up some kind of a contract or something.
Before.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I am reading about a couple of best friends who work together at a restaurant in Arkansas. And they agreed that they're going to split their winnings from some lottery scratch-offs that their boss had given them for Christmas. Well, as it turns out, a woman named Mandy and her best friend Leslie, according to Leslie, they said that they made this arrangement. They would split whatever their Christmas bonus.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever they both won collectively, they were going to split from the scratches.
Right.
Well, when Mandy scratched off one of her tickets, she won the grand prize, $300,000.
Nice.
$300,000.
Hey, exactly, $150,000 will go a long way.
That's what she and Leslie were thinking the same thing. Nice. They were thrilled, man. They were thrilled because they had just hit it big, and they agreed that they would cash it in after New Year's. Well, at least Leslie agreed to that plan. Mandy had other ideas. Mandy went and cashed the ticket herself.
Oh, man.
And now she's not showing up at work, and she's not returning any of Leslie's calls.
Oh,
even though they have been best friends for 10 years.
Oh, my God, dude.
BFFs for 10 years.
Money changes everything, man.
Leslie says that she plans on taking legal action if Mandy doesn't give her half of the money, but good luck with that, Leslie.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
There's no contract.
Exactly. And as it turns out, that Mandy is the one who signed the back of the ticket.
And that's the important part.
Uh-huh.
That's the important part.
And there is absolutely no proof that they have any kind of agreement because it was all a handshake kind of thing.
Yeah. See, whenever you buy tickets is as part of an office pool.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever it is that has that ticket and who signs that ticket.
Yeah, physically holds that ticket.
Yeah, but signs the back of it.
Yeah.
That's theirs.
Right.
So unless everybody signs it together.
Yeah.
That's their ticket.
Yeah, see, and that's easier to do, especially with scratch-offs, because, you know, if you're going to be scratching them off in front of each other,
right,
you should sign them before you scratch them.
Exactly. Oh, man.
Yeah, so, yeah.
See, that's why I'm sorry, dude. Look, you know, if I win the lotto, I'm going to buy you your car.
Thank you.
I'm going to do the Journey concert
Absolutely
with Steve Perry.
Absolutely going to reunite Journey.
We're
going to
do that.
It's on.
It's a free El Paso concert.
That's right. And for those who don't believe her, Don't stop believing.
Because it's true. Because I want to see that too. So we'll hold that. We'll hold that crazy. I don't know where we're going to hold it. Yeah. We might have to close down portions of
I-10. Sure, why not?
But we're going to hold a free Journey concert with Steve Perry when I win the lotto.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to buy you your car.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, everything's going to be good, and then I'm out, dude. Peace. Yeah.
See, and we're different because although we don't have any agreement in writing, mm-hmm. there are various recordings.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And so I could totally take that to court and totally sue you. When you skip town without buying me my new wheels.
No. I'm going to buy you your new wheels. And like I said, I want to see that Steve Perry concert with Journey.
Yeah.
So I'll do that too. And then I'm ghosting, man. Yeah. I'm out.
You're long gone.
Ain't nobody going to see or hear from me ever again.
I'm going to have to break someone new in?
You certainly are.
Not cool.
You certainly are. But, I'll tell you, I'll even kick in some money. So that you can find somebody really good.
Not cool, man.
I will. I'll
Not
kick
cool
in like $5,000-$6,000.
Sure. Yeah. God bless you. Thank you so much for my new $75,000 Beamer.
Good enough, man. Peace. See ya. Here's your keys. I'll toss them to you as I'm out the door.
Try and find me.
Bye-bye.
I don't know. You know, the last couple of weeks that I've been away from work and I haven't been doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I haven't been doing anything.
I know.
Dude, I had big plans, but nothing really.
Oh, nothing ever happens.
Nothing really fleshed out. Nothing.
Yeah, but you know what?
I had plans, but
when
nothing.
But the reason why nothing really ever happens is because you know you have to go back to work.
Because I'm lazy. I'll be the first to admit it. I am lazy. And so nothing got accomplished. You know, nothing that I thought I was going to get to got done, you know? Or it got half done.
Right, right.
Really a third. Who am I kidding? Half. Yeah. So I don't know, though, if I could do that all year. I mean, it's great for a few weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
And I could probably do it for another couple of more weeks.
Sure, sure.
Because yesterday I was like, oh, I got to go back to work tomorrow.
I know.
You know, and I could probably do it for a few more weeks. But I don't know if I could do it forever like that. I don't think I could just hang.
See, and that's the thing that I don't understand either. I've got friends who like started with the Border Patrol or with EPPD.
Right, right.
Like when we were kids, like when they were 21 years old. And they're retired. And I'm like, what do you do all day? We're 51.
Right.
What do you do all day?
Paint and drink Bud.
I guess.
One of the guys I know.
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know if I could do that. See, I think what should happen is I'll win the lotto. I'll get you your $75,000 Beamer. That's cool. We'll have the big concert.
Sure, sure.
Okay. And then we'll do like Johnny Carson used to. Remember? He used to like work Monday through Thursday.
Right.
And then
right.
he had Friday, Saturday, and Sunday off.
And then he started taking Monday off too.
Right, right. And then of course, you know, we'll have to have like, you know, periods of hiatus.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know, a couple of weeks here
like
and there throughout the year.
That sounds like a plan.
We could do that.
Okay.
We could do that.
Sure.
So sure, yeah.
You know what we could do when you hit it big?
What?
We could do our morning show in the afternoon.
We could.
There it is.
There you go.
There it is.
Bingo.
Okay, if you hit it big and bingo,
okay.
We'll do it like that as well. Kiss FM. So moving over the list of the most common resolutions for 2018.
Okay.
I don't know about you, but I don't really do resolutions.
Not really. They're too easy to drop.
Well, oh yeah, easy. Sometimes you drop them without even realizing that you just broke your resolution. As you're smoking that cigarette or having that second pastry.
Right, right.
Some of the more common ones like eating better, exercising more, spending less money. Then you have others such as reading more books. What are those things? Books. I've heard of them. I looked them up on the internet once.
Right? I Googled it.
They look fun. Learning a new skill, getting a new job. Those sound like, you know, pretty good resolutions.
Right, right.
But I don't do resolutions.
I don't either.
I think it's better to, I think it's much better for someone to set a goal.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's better. You don't feel bad when you break your resolution, when you break your goal.
Yeah.
You just, you know, so you wandered a bit off your path, you can still get right to it.
Right, right.
There's goals that you might want to accomplish. Is there one that you'd like to accomplish in 2018? A goal? Not necessarily a resolution, but a goal?
Well, my goal, and I kind of got this started before the holidays, but it fell by the wayside because, you know, holidays.
Sure.
Is to no matter what, no matter how tired I am,
uh-huh.
no matter how crazy the day has been,
sure.
whatever,
okay.
to at least get in a half an hour of some kind of exercise.
Some form of exercise.
Yeah. And before the holidays, I actually had worked myself up to like an hour.
An hour
like
of
I would
some
do,
form of exercise.
Yeah, I would do like a half hour of cardio and then like a half hour of weight training somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And I did really, there were like lots of afternoons that I was going, yeah, forget it.
Yeah.
I'm tired. I'm like sitting down.
Exercise, weight training, like what? Like curling your box of wine?
Yes.
Doing some curls with it?
Yes.
Because those things are kind of heavy.
They're heavy, man. You know? Sure, you got to balance the liquid.
Well, with you for at least 3 days.
At least. and so I, you know, every time I told myself, no, you're not going to, you're just too tired. You can do it tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so easy to just do it tomorrow.
Yeah. I would do something like not maybe cardio related. Like I would do like, you know, yoga moves or something like that while I was watching TV.
Yeah. Well, see, but that's cool. See, because you've given yourself some leeway by saying that you hope to do some form of exercise.
Yeah.
You know, you're not putting yourself in a bind where you're like, I'm going to run for 30 minutes.
Yeah, I'm going to run a marathon by, like, you know, May or something.
You kind of left it open to some form of exercise.
Right, right.
And really, just moving around can be a form of exercise.
Sure, sure, sure.
Because, you know, at least you're moving around, which beats just sitting down watching television.
Drinking your box of wine.
Drinking your boxed wine, right, yeah. If you're curling your boxed wine as you're drinking.
That's some exercise.
There it is.
You know, building up those biceps.
You are.
Do you have any? Do you have a goal?
I do have a goal. I hope to accomplish by, as a matter of fact, I hope to accomplish it by spring. And I told you about this new bicycle that I got for Christmas.
Right.
I hope to be able to ride it to and from work by spring.
That would be great.
Yeah.
That's an actionable,
so,
possible goal.
So I hope to remaster the bicycle.
Right.
Because, you know, I when I was a kid, man, I used to bike for miles.
Really?
Back where I was from. You know, back for when I'm from South Texas, and specifically from McAllen. And so I used to bike from where I lived all the way to the Boys Club, which was a few miles away, and then back. And it was like nothing because
you're
a kid.
Yeah, sure.
Spend the day at the Boys Club, bicycle back. I mean, we used to go everywhere on bicycles.
Mm-hmm.
Like those kids in that Netflix show, Stranger Things, like that. That's how I was. We used to bicycle everywhere. All over the place I would bicycle.
And see, I have no athletic ability or coordination.
Oh, and see, and that's the toughest part. Now, years and years later, decades later, I haven't gotten on a bicycle in decades.
Right.
I'm not even exaggerating.
Yeah.
I mean decades. You know, but now with these bad knees, I need to do something.
Yeah.
And that, I'm told by various doctors, is the best thing for my knees, is a bicycle.
Sure.
I hate stationary bicycles.
I know.
Cannot stand them. I can't.
I know.
So, you know, so for the last couple of years, because they've been telling me that for years, and for the last couple of years, I've been toying around with the idea. Well, now my wife has put me on the spot. She got me a bicycle. So now I can't just talk about it.
I know.
But yesterday was the first time that I really tried to ride it. And, man, things have changed over the years.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what. Riding a bicycle is not just like riding a bicycle.
It's not easy as pie.
No. People tell you, hey, you never forget. It's like riding a bicycle. No. Riding a bicycle is not just like riding a bicycle. It's tough. And so I hope to be able to accomplish at the very least staying on it,
mm-hmm.
and being able to bicycle to work, which is going to be easy because it's mostly downhill.
Right.
It's getting back up. That's difficult. And
yeah.
I have to try to remaster, you know, how brakes work and how shifting gears works.
Man.
Because apparently it's very different now with bicycles.
Yeah, it's not just, you know, pedal.
Oh, it's not the bicycle you used to have when you were a kid anymore. At least not the one that I got.
Right, right.
So that's my goal. I hope to accomplish that goal. The first one is to be able to stay on it.
Yeah.
Stay on top of the bicycle and be able to ride it without flying over the handlebars.
God.
Getting hit by a car.
Why would
any of those numerous things that could happen to somebody on a bicycle?
Do you have safety features? Like a helmet?
I got a helmet. Man, do I look like a dork. God, I'm such a...
You got a pretty big grape. You got a big head.
I got a big head, but fortunately they make big helmets.
Do they? Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. You know what I found out, though?
What?
Those things, like, they just might help you not crack your head open, but it won't prevent concussions or anything else.
What?
Well, just like the football helmets. That's what I said.
Okay, yeah. Because your brain rattles around.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Why am I getting this then? But then I started thinking about it. Well, it's just like helmets, football helmets,
yeah,
race cars, drivers, baseball players.
Yeah, because your brain rattles around in your head.
Yeah, it just prevents your skull from getting cracked open, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're not going to pass out and get concussed.
Well, yeah, but if you crack your head open, then you're going to be concussed and you're going to have your brains leaking out all over the place.
Exactly. So I'd rather not have my brains leaking all over the place. Like, be all to the rest of my days that I have left on this earth, you know? I'd just rather not be.
Oh, wow. God, Michael.
So that's my first goal of 2018. I hope to accomplish that. I hope to be able to ride it to and from work, for starters.
Well, I think
mostly
that's...
from. Because two is going to be easy.
Yeah.
From, not so much.
I think that you are a very accomplished person. I think that you can do this.
Yeah, but on the other hand, I'm also a very lazy person.
Yeah, I know. But you've also got a $200 or $300 bike under you, and I know how you are about you know, wasting money.
I am. But I'm also a lazy person. I mentioned that yesterday was the first time I got on it. Well, like 4 or 5 days ago was when I got it. So that should tell you something already.
You've been listening to Mike and Tricia Mornings. For more, visit KissElPaso.com or download the 93.1 Kiss FM app for free to your iPhone or Android.